Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 21st of December, 2011. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I might be sounding a little bit husky and croaky, and I'll try not to cough whilst I'm recording this boo. I'm definitely getting the feeling I'm about to go down with something. I've been fighting it off. I've had the Vicks First Defense out, and I've been trying to stop the tickle in my throat developing into anything, and I've got a horrible feeling I'm fighting a losing battle, so apologies for the slight huskiness. Apologies also for the radio silence. I've been suffering a little bit with Pawari syndrome. I got all behind on listening to Booze last week, mostly due to having some time off work and some time working from home, so I didn't get my normal listening to Booze in the car whilst commuting. And I'm still in the process of catching up, but I've just listened to a couple of boos that I want to respond to, so I'm going to do it now before I've got to the end of all the new boos, otherwise I'm going to forget that I wanted to respond. The first person I wanted to respond to was Nancy, who was talking about gender stereotypes, following on from something Pawari had posted on Facebook. I've got one heck of a rant that's going to hit my blog at some point about this. There are a number of times I have ended up buying things that are branded as boys' clothes or boys' things for Catherine, just because, you know, A, she wanted them, and B, they were perfectly unisex. There was absolutely no reason for them to be branded as boy. Started off a couple of weeks ago when we went into Next for a new pair of pyjamas, and she chose the Christmas elf pyjamas, which were in the boys' section. But, you know, it's a pair of stripy red and white trousers and a green mock tunic kind of top with a stripy red and white hat, which I suspect is why she wanted it. I think she wanted the hat. But it was perfectly unisex. No reason why it had to be a boy thing in the boys' section. And if you have a look at my blog at geekmummy.com, I did blog about that one weeks ago. The other one was yesterday. I was Christmas shopping in John Lewis, and one of the things I wanted to get for Catherine this year was a nice new dressing gown, and they didn't have a brilliant selection of nightwear for kids, I'm sorry to report, but they did have a reduced rail which had a lovely red soft fluffy dressing gown on it, and Catherine's favourite colour is red, so it was perfect. And I pulled it off the rack, checked the label to make sure it was the right size, and it was there, merrily branded in the label, John Lewis Boy. Why does a plain red dressing gown have to be branded as boy? Yeah, I bought it for her anyway. And the other thing that I bought for her yesterday, I don't know if you've seen the latest John Lewis television advert with the little boy sort of counting down to Christmas and getting really excited. It's a bit of a tearjerker for the parents. Lovely advert, but there's one point where he's wandering around in a Gruffalo costume, and I watched that advert over and over again. I was like, I love that Gruffalo costume. And I got to the dressing up rail, and there was one Gruffalo costume there, and it was 3 to 5 year old, so just the right size for Catherine. I was like, I'm going to have to buy that. It's fate. And I was going to blog about this, and I was digging around on the John Lewis website last night, and there it is in the gifts for boys section. Why do boys have to be the ones that dress up as Gruffalos? Girls can be Gruffalos too. And it's like, you know, there are some toys, like we've got a toy keyboard, a little electric piano type thing. It's pink. And if you go to the store where it came from, they also do a blue one. Why do they need to do that? Why can't an electric piano just be electric piano coloured? Why does it have to be one of each colour? That really, 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 really gets my goat. I've not got an awful lot of time left to respond to Simon, who was the other person I was going to respond to. But just a quick one for you, Simon. You were talking about what to do about your phone. I would definitely start haggling to see if you can get an early upgrade. You also asked how you go about checking the 3 coverage in your area. What John has done is he's actually been out to all the different suppliers of mobile phone coverage in our area, and he's got pay-as-you-go SIMs off them all, and he just swaps them in and out of his phone to check the coverage. So you might want to do that with 3, just to get yourself a pay-as-you-go SIM and test it.